January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll, on a honey.
American Adversaries prime time show, because it is that time once again as we come to you live from the Relaxing Comfort Studios, and we're waiting with bated breath for the fake news awards. They're due out any moment. Nick, be on the watch out for them. That is, of course, Nick LoCicero, the marathon man who is on the bridge. And we're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Also, you can just call for us on your Alexa devices, literally call, demand, however you want to do it. And then, of course, you can find us at am660theanswer.com, and you can get us on your smart devices by downloading the free Answer Orlando app. And don't forget, you can always hear our show after the show by going to our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com. Got a big show lined up for you tonight. A little special treat we'll tell you about here in just a minute. If you follow us on Facebook, you already know what it is. If you follow me on Twitter, you already know what it is. All right, that moan you just heard came from none other than the chairman of the board himself, the union boss, the man who is preparing for a huge Pro Bowl weekend, Michael McBath.
Chris, I saw something today that absolutely floored me. You know, I always thought Buffalo was one of the coldest cities, obviously, in the United States, right?
You get to Minnesota.
Do you know what the temperature was in Siberia today? Oh. Not that they're in the United States. Minus 88. Hello, Betty. I mean, is that the worst?
Do thermometers even go that low?
I'm just sitting there, and the people actually live there? I guess if you don't agree with...
I guess that's where they have the gulags still, isn't it? Right?
But you'd just be frozen the whole winter. You wouldn't even move.
All right.
Terrible.
Okay, talk about a man who is always on the move. Oof. And he is going everywhere inspecting properties. And, of course, that is the firm foundation of the American Adversaries, one Aubrey Kahn, who's in the studio with us today. Look at that mess. That is one of the places you were at today, I take it. All right. And I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Once again, thanks for being with us. 407-774-8255 is the number. All right. Nick had a great idea this morning, and so we're gonna run with it. In the next hour of the show, Nick is going to conduct the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test. All right.
This is exciting. This is very
now,
exciting.
We invite you folks to take it along with us, but there's a part of it where you gotta see what it is, so you'll have to access it on your computer to be able to fully do that.
Can I leave now?
Well, no.
Can you get a minus number?
First of all, I want Nick to explain exactly what this is all about, since it was his idea.
Well, this is the exact test that the president took and during his recent physical, and it's just a short test. It takes no longer than about 10 minutes, and there's some stuff they have to write down. There's some memory stuff, language stuff, concentration and thinking and calculations, and so you have to take this test, and you have to score at least a 26 or above on it. Now, the president scored a perfect 30, but you have to score 26 or above, and this is just like a little test to determine if you need more testing to see if you need any more help.
I'm taking the fifth on this one.
You know what? Nick, in other words, you know, Chris, as you're aware of, we're under that $1 billion class action on concussions.
Yeah, NFL players.
So every player, and you know that event we're having, we have tons of players coming out to UCF, but
A week from Saturday,
which we're going to have a nice surprise for our listeners. A great, great surprise coming. But forgetting that is we have to take, in essence, two tests that add up to about 8 hours. But one of the tests, in essence, is a physical test. You know, in other words, you wouldn't think about that. But one of the actual positions, you stand up, you stand on your left leg, watch this, put your hand on your head, you know, and close your eyes and see if you can stand there without falling over for 10 seconds. That is one. Let's try that.
We're not going to make you do any of that.
There's many of these little things that they try.
There's none of that in this test here.
No, I don't think anybody in this room can do it.
I'm not going to ask how many times you've taken this test, Mike.
So I fell over. No.
So if you don't score 26 on this, you need some more testing to see if you have any impairment.
So we encourage you to take the test along with us. Now, we haven't quite figured out how we're going to do it because, really, you need to...
It's kind of verbal. Like I'll ask you a question, and you have to give me a response. A lot of it's not written. Only a couple of questions are written.
Right. Now, can we both give you a response?
Well, I mean, you can, but I mean, I have a feeling Michael just cheat off of you and say whatever you say.
I can't even I can't even see his desk.
You can start with he can take the first question. I take the second. All right, we'll work those details out. We're going to do this in the second hour of the show, and we do encourage you to take the test along with us, at least as much of it as you can. Like I said, there is a portion of it, didn't you say, Nick, where you have to see like a little diagram or something?
Yeah, I have them for you. I could give them to you so you could draw your little pictures and stuff.
All right, but you folks would have to go online.
I have the link on the WORL Facebook page, so AM660 The Answer, 105.5 FM Facebook page. It's there.
Okay, so you got until the next hour of the show to dial all that in and see what's going on with this thing. All right, so once again, the president did score 30-30 out of it yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in a few minutes because just as we predicted, they didn't like the message, so they went after the messenger. But first, another
wonderful day. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. For those who are in the stock market, you can only smile ear to ear. You know, we were up 321 points today. You know, we closed above 26,000. We closed at 26,114. What was interesting, this was the eighth trading day. That's all it took from January to bust through that 26,000 number.
And close above it.
It was also the fastest trip for a 1,000-point move, which obviously we're all aware of that.
Which the 1,000 before that had been the fastest.
Right, and the Dow this year, we haven't even gotten through, half the month. The Dow's up 5.5% for the year. I think what moved this along the day, which really accelerated it around 2 o'clock, the Fed Beige Book, which really gives the Fed's thoughts on what's going on in the economy, they felt that job growth continued at a very modest pace, which wasn't negative, They also felt that wage increases were increasing at a modest pace, which is good. You don't want them to accelerate too fast.
Right.
And then they also felt that the economy was doing actually very well. So that really fed into the market around 2 o'clock. We got the acceleration upward. And then what came along was the Apple announcement. Oh, boy. You know, if I were a Democrat, I would hide when I hear this story. The Apple announced today that they will put $350 billion into our economy over the next 5 years.
They're going to build a whole new complex.
They will also hire 20,000 new jobs, and these will be higher-level paying jobs and educated-oriented.
Yep.
And then the other thing about it, which
starting pay $70,000-$80,000 a year.
Which I really like because, you know, these greedy firms, they got to pay $38 billion in taxes on this money that they brought back. $38 billion. Isn't that nice? Don't you think that'll help the infrastructure and everything else?
Well, while you're on that point, though, the reason why they're bringing it back and they're willing to pay the $38 billion is because if they'd have brought it back before, they'd have paid, I think, about three times that much.
And,
which is why they didn't bring it back.
But now we got the money.
Yeah, that's right.
We got money.
And
that was the key.
By the way, they also said that it was due in part, if not large part, to the tax cut.
Right. And then I think the other unique little story today, right down the road here in Tampa, there was a small businessman who came out and he actually gave all his employees a $1,000 check, you know.
Bonus.
Bonus, right. And on the check, he just wrote down Trump tax cut and job
act.
Isn't that something? Isn't
Spell
that great?
X. Wasn't that Spell X?
Yep. And it was Spell X out of Tampa. I think we should all give them a call and say thank you. You're a great American. You know,
AutoNation also had a...
AutoNation came out today, and they talked about they're going to double their 401 contributions to all their employees. So, you know, everything is pretty much like he predicted it. Don't you think so?
It's exactly like he predicted it, and nothing like the fake news media predicted.
Boy.
And, of course, they don't know what to say about this. Once again, they are flummoxed by this, and they went so overboard with their predictions and their not so much predictions as just outright declarations that this wasn't going to happen. There was no qualitative verbiage in their language. It was all dead set. This is never going to happen. By the way, since President Trump took office, 143,000 manufacturing jobs have either been created or brought back to the United States. They said that would never happen. These other things they said would never happen. Of course, the stock market was supposed to have crashed by a like amount that it has gone up.
Right. I mean, I honestly, this is the most amazing situation I think we've ever perceived in our lifetime. And I've been around a long time to see a movement like this. But the other thing is, it's just great to see a happier America. I mean, everywhere you go, there's people shopping. And, you know, now they have a smile on their face. It wasn't like walking with the zombies through, you know, the road of Obama.
And I got a little poll number for you today, too. Yesterday and the day before,
polls.
We told you about a poll that Atlantic Magazine and then the Gateway Pundit had put out. It was two polls, so they confirmed one another. And that is that support amongst the black community has, in essence, doubled since President Trump took office. On average, this is between men and women, and the support is significantly higher amongst men than it is amongst women. Now, who suffered the most under the Obama economy in the black community?
The American blacks.
And of the blacks? Which who suffered more, men or women?
Well, the men suffered.
Exactly.
You got it.
And they're the ones benefiting the most by the Trump recovery because they are finding now, guess what, good jobs. Okay, black women, as it turned out, weren't hurt as bad because guess what? They're the choice. You know, if you want to have a diverse workplace, I'm just saying. Okay. And so, but now real employment opportunities in the black community are benefiting black males primarily because they had the higher unemployment rate there.
The other thing is,
and they are noticing it.
Right. The other thing was Latino at 4.9%.
Right.
I mean, when you put these two groups together, and if Trump can extract a much bigger return.
I want to get back to your Spell X example.
Yep.
Because Gallup came out with a poll of approval of the tax cuts. Now, if you remember, the media was, you know, they were having a caterwauling and
all
this stuff.
Yeah, they were pounding it.
Oh, these tax cuts were only approved by like 18% of America.
Oh, please.
Well, now they're approved by 49% of America.
Well, that moved up pretty quickly.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I personally think when you start to see your 401ks, next month you're going to see your paycheck increase. Now you're two for two. I'd say you're in a pretty good, attractive road. So I think we're headed north.
A walk through tall cotton feels pretty good after walking through thorny bushes for a while.
Yep.
And people are noticing. All right, we got to take a break and we'll come right back. We got Ted Noel on the line, and he knows a little something about cognitive assessment. So we'll hear what he has to say about Trump's test. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
Stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got
I-4 slowdown starting in Longwood and they continued westbound past downtown. Doesn't clear up until after millennia. You still have that accident on I-4 eastbound right before the 441 that's causing slowdowns. 408 westbound is congested until after 441. It clears up right around Tampa Avenue. 408 eastbound is fairly clear. Slowdowns on Highway 50 started about the Orlando Executive Airport and they continue past the 441. It doesn't get clear until after Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Money, 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 money.
Chris, all right. Do we ever realize how appropriate that song was? You know, even though they played it when he was running.
No, that wasn't the song they played during his running. That's the song they played when he would come down the ramp at the WWE.
Right. All boy, were they
when
right.
When he was on Raw or when he was on SmackDown or when it was WrestleMania.
Yep.
That's the song that they would play.
Well, I love playing it right now.
He was the rich guy, the rich friend and rich rival that came to be of Vince McMahon.
That's exactly right.
And he is the money man, and he now is making America great again and making America wealthy again.
You remember
by person.
Ted DiBiase, the millionaire?
The million dollar man.
He was the first guy, right?
The million dollar man.
WWE.
All right. Let's go to Dr. Ted on the line. Hey, Ted, how you doing tonight?
Chris and Mike.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah, as your medical A team here, I'm actually not looking at cognitive testing, but a different kind of testing with the C, cardiac. Yesterday on CNN, Sanjay Gupta declared that Trump would probably not live out his term. He'd die of sudden death from a heart attack.
Right. Said he had heart disease.
His argument was that his calcium score was 140. That puts him at a moderate risk for a heart attack. Well, let's assume that he's correct on moderate risk. That doesn't say you're dying in 3 years. It says, you know, you probably need to check things. But notice coronary calcium score is an X-ray study. It's done on a CT. And it's just simply icy calcium. It doesn't say how blocked, if your coronaries are blocked. So the next thing you do is what's called a functional study to see if the coronaries are actually blocked enough to be of issue. And he had a stress test. And guess what?
He outperformed on
it. Came back normal.
He outperformed on it.
Stress test was normal.
Right.
That means he is at extremely low risk of having a heart attack. And Sanjay Gupta just flat out lied to the American public.
Well, then,
but remember, he's a neurosurgeon, not a cardiac surgeon, so his specialty
but,
got him a little.
But, of course, now Dr. Ted was an anesthesiologist for, I think, like 30 years at Florida Hospital, right?
32 years at Florida Hospital.
All right, so he knows.
As an anesthesiologist, I had to be the internal medicine specialist. Cardiologists are internists. I had to be that in the operating room every day for every patient.
The point I'm trying to make is you know a good diagnosis when you see one. How would you assess this doctor's diagnosis, if you will, of the president?
I'd say it's absolutely nuts. Now, let me throw you one other thing. I play golf.
You're saying that the doctors, I'm sorry, you're saying the doctor's assessment of Trump's health is nuts?
Oh, no, no. I thought you were talking about Sanjay Gupta.
I got you.
The Navy doctor who saw the guy was absolutely on the money all the way straight through.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was not specific enough. I can see how you made that mistake.
Yeah, sorry. We got confused.
Yeah, but actually you answered my question on both sides because Gupta his diagnosis is nuts, and this doctor it appeared to me that the exam that he gave the president was thorough and quite efficient, for lack of a better word.
But the key also, though, is if you had this X-ray finding, fine. Let's do the functional study. It's called a stress test. If you see something, then you pursue it further. He found nothing. And in men, the stress test is highly specific.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. I appreciate it, Dr. Ted. That's why you're out there. That's why you're the A-team.
Thank you, Ted.
For the American adversaries.
That's exactly right.
The double A team. And we'll be back after
and
this
a great golfer.
That's right. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, where if you were doing that today, you would have found out that tonight we'll be doing a cognitive assessment test. The very same one that our president took last night and passed with flying colors.
Where do you think where do you think he went to college for his medical degree?
Listen.
We don't want to try what they'll do to Trump,
CNN.
Right?
Yeah.
His job is to
pollute the water.
Everything.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this short break.
FM 105.5 and AM. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee wants former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon to produce documents as part of its ongoing Russia probe. Multiple sources said Wednesday. The panel also has the power to compel him to return for additional questioning under the subpoena issued yesterday. A prestigious scientific panel is recommending that states significantly lower their drunken driving thresholds as part of a blueprint to eliminate the entirely preventable 10,000 alcohol-impaired driving deaths in the United States each year. The U.S. government commissioned report by a panel of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine released Wednesday show the weight of the scientific body behind lowering the blood alcohol concentration threshold from 0.8 to 0.5. On Wall Street, another record day as the Dow is up above 26,000. More details at srnnews.com.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Horizon Elementary School in Volusia County was vandalized over the weekend. Employees discovered the vandalism on Tuesday when they came back from Martin Luther King weekend. According to officials, 18 classrooms were damaged, which affected nearly half the school's enrollment. The damage was so bad they had to move students to other areas of the school for classes. Anyone with any information on the incident is asked to call police at 386-506-4000. 5801. Florida Senate Committee yesterday unanimously passed a resolution to indefinitely keep in place the oil drilling moratorium in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Currently, there's a drilling ban off Florida's Gulf Coast through 2022, but federal legislation to extend the ban has not been passed. There are freeze warnings all across Central Florida tonight. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting in Longwood and they continue westbound past downtown and clears up after the 441. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4. And the 408 westbound is slow until around Winter Garden. 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of a little bit of congestion in the Azalea Park area. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American Adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
Here we go.
He needs to be on the Judiciary Committee, Chris. I'm telling you, the best nominee.
That's right, with that 2x4.
No, just pop them right in the head if they don't answer straight.
That's our good buddy, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Okay, and that, of course, is Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart, along with Aubrey Kahn in the studio with us tonight. That is the Relax and Comfort Studios. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we are going to conduct and take the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test in the second hour of the show.
But this sounds like a foreign test.
So get your pencils and paper ready.
Is this in French, Nick? Montreal? Oh, okay. I missed that question.
Actually,
it's in Arabic.
Supposedly, yeah. So a guy from Lebanon.
Yeah, no, that's right. I know. I just...
All right. So we're going to take
it
here.
It's a cross between Lebanese, French, and English.
Mm. That'll be in the second hour of the show. So get ready for that. And by the way, tonight at 9 o'clock, get ready for this. Nick is going to be doing his show again live tonight, right, Nick? You guys at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, we'll be live tonight. We'll be playing the Disney version of The Price is Right for some cool prizes.
Ah, you going to do a Disney version of the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test?
Maybe we can.
The Price is Right. Yeah. The
Disney Price is Right. So what is that, like price for, for souvenirs and things at Disney stores?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
All right.
Well, you know, cool. All I can say, expensive. You know?
They got excellent prize packages, so that's a lot of fun coming up. When and where?
That's at 9 to 11 tonight, right? Here on AM 660, The Answer, 105.5 FM, over at 1520 WBZW, and you can watch us live at WDWNT.com.
All right. That's what I hear after Larry Elder. Okay. By the way, you can I told you can go to our Facebook page. What's brand new there today? The perv of the day is Kevin Spacey. Making a repeat performance.
Yeah, I was going to say he's back again, right?
Yeah, because the Scotland Yard investigating a third accusation of sexual assault.
So you think he'll only be back three times? No, I think he'll be.
He might be the first three-time champ, yeah.
Yeah, that's or quick. That's good. Yeah.
And old Flaky Jeff Flake's speech is up there. And the ICE is getting ready to have a major sweep through San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to clean out the sanctuary city, the S-hole of a city.
That's right. And that is the term.
That's literally.
Which we talked about that, Chris. Remember 2 years ago when I was at the Super Bowl there, I said the place was an S-hole.
Because you can
there
literally
was feces outside. There was urine. You could smell it. They weren't controlling the aspect of it. A lot of these poor people were, like, pushed together in certain areas. It is absolutely a pathetic scene, and which could be one of the most beautiful cities in the country.
In the world.
But not.
San Francisco is now doing real-time maps of where feces is on the sidewalks and stuff.
Yeah, you go to their website, I guess, to find out.
Real-time, because people are just urinating and defecating.
Plus the disease that's associated with it,
Grandma comes to visit, you don't want to, you know.
Yeah, hey, Grandma, turn off at East Street. Go south, baby.
They're going to have to bring back those little boxes that the women used to carry back in the old days.
Oh, yeah. Salts.
Yeah, well, it was that, plus it was perfumes, and they would put it right under their nose because the city streets stank so bad.
Oh, my God. Wonder if they could give them, like, cellophane bags. You know how you pick up your dog dirt? Just give people that, and then they just throw it in there.
I kind of doubt that that's
you don't think they'll be that clean about it?
That wouldn't happen.
For some reason, I just
don't feel I'm on the right. Because that might be a new Shark Tank product.
Discriminatory.
Your own poop bag.
That's discrimination.
Oh, my God. What's that?
That's discrimination because you're now belittling them and making them feel like they're animals.
I think he just came up with a
our
phrase.
Our contest, yeah.
A phrase for our contest.
Wow.
Right? He says that a poop bag is a form of discrimination now. Is that what you're saying here all the time?
Yes.
You see, now this goes right to the heart of our contest for tomorrow night.
This should be a lot of fun, and we're reflecting back on the statements last week, the S-hole. We need to identify different words, phrases, names that could only be misinterpreted as racist, sexist, whatever route you want to go.
Well, then you can't say BS.
No. I was going to say, we're looking for innocent words and phrases.
And what we're doing, because
we're not looking for curse words or anything like that.
No. We're looking for innocent words because we want to put an asterisk by it in the dictionary in the future. Mm-hmm. Now, my innocent word, and this is truly innocent, is brownie. I can't serve brownies anymore to little kids and, all that, because if I say brownies, what's going to happen?
You know, that really is bovine excrement.
You'll have to have some whiteys.
Whiteys will be the little marshmallow pieces. Right?
I'll have a little Obamas. Yeah. You know, like
two-tone
chocolate. Yeah.
Oh.
You know how they wave the chocolate through it. You know what I mean?
Right, okay.
Junk that these people have brought upon us. So please come up with words, descriptions, whatever that you think could be misinterpreted by our liberal friends on the left.
And as we said, Aubrey just stumbled on one there. Mm-hmm. All right. And by the way, the ACLU of Chicago is in the process of basically declaring these very things, because what they want is they want the boys to be able to shower and change clothes with the girls in the girls' room.
Well, we always wanted that when we were younger.
What's so new about that, Chris? Where were these people back in the day?
Explain that to me. We wanted that, but it never came about. Are you kidding me? At what age are they talking about?
I tell you, we used to sit there and look at the door and just wonder the marvelous things that must be going on inside the girls' gym locker room, right?
But, you know, you talk about something coming full circle.
Yeah.
All right? Back in the 60s, we still had men being taught about etiquette, opening the door.
In the early 60s.
Now, see, there you go again.
Yeah.
You see, throwing around words like etiquette. Now, see, that's simply about racism and sexism.
I was going to say, he's into contest again, Chris,
right?
And he's not even trying to get in.
Because etiquette is based on particular role models, is it not?
Exactly. And then came feminism.
Proper etiquette, anyway.
And then came feminism, where we're all equal.
Except for men.
Well, but some are more equal than others.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, you have a child and you don't declare what sex it is? I just want you to meet my baby, I guess. Well, what is he? He's a baby, I guess. What do we do?
Its name is
Bob Mary.
Let's just say if your neighbor does that, build a fence. The DACA protests found their way to Capitol Hill today. And in what I believe is a telling turn of events, guess whose office the DACA people protested at? These, of course, people who want something done about DACA so the DACA kids, quote unquote, can stay. Guess whose office they protested at? It's a trick question.
Dick Durbin?
Close.
Pelosi?
Look a little further down the hall. No, this is the Senate. You are close on the Senate
side. Durbin. We got Durbin once. We got Durbin twice. Okay.
Chuck Schumer.
Oh, yeah, because in 2011, where was Chuck on this issue?
Well, not just that, but for the last few years, they've been promising about getting it done.
Right.
And it's interesting that they show up at Chuck Schumer's door when the media is putting all of this at Trump's feet.
Pulling at Trump's feet.
Which you would presume they would go to Mitch McConnell's door. Now, they might have gone there, too, but the fact that they went to Chuck Schumer shows that all is not well in the Democrat Party.
And plus, it shows how strong Trump is by saying, we will not have a DACA deal until you people come along with the other aspects of it. Which now, if I'm a DACA person, I'm going, hey, you better go along
with
the rest of this.
Not just that. But you know what else he's done?
Mm-hmm.
He did it in that Tuesday meeting, and then it came out again after the now infamous Thursday meeting.
Right.
And that is he has clearly staked out his position, and which is extremely reasonable, especially if you're a DACA kid. Because if you're a DACA kid, what are you most concerned about?
I'd say staying here.
In other words, you're thinking primarily about your own situation,
are you not? Right.
So you're not so concerned about, say, lottery immigration?
As a matter of fact,
you might think that's an absurd idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably not too worried about chain migration.
Not in the least
bit. Although that might be a little bit more.
Maybe.
But.
You went in first.
Exactly.
Right.
And a border wall. They're thinking, so give him the wall. Get me in here. Give him the damn wall is what they're saying.
Right.
Okay? Because a wall doesn't mean anything to them. And for them, it's a cheap price to pay to get
legal entry into the United States.
Because
it's agree.
No sweat off their back. This is, once again, Trump is the genius, the pinball wizard. They can't figure him out.
Yeah, they are caught.
And once they are here, as soon as you get a Democrat majority, chain migration will be back.
Once again, which is why they're a little bit more sophisticated,
might
perhaps.
Be at least 8 years till that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And who knows?
And maybe more.
Maybe it won't come back.
Maybe it won't.
We can only hope and pray.
Right. But the bottom line is, as I've said so many times, especially since Trump got elected, in politics and perhaps also in life, you got to take what you can get while the getting is good. And then you worry about later on.
Here's the thought. Okay, what are there, 800,000 of these children,
and
not children,
mean,
adults.
Real quick, I don't mean that in any thieving sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just simply saying take advantage of opportunities when they arise and worry about the next opportunity later.
It's not 800. That's the government number.
Oh, that's
been
the number, right?
For years.
Right.
It's probably close to 2 to 3 million.
Okay, but the point.
Don't forget. That Obama.
Well, the number. The
Obama flew in 60,000 kids on their own.
Let me clarify this. Mm-hmm. Okay, the DACA program, the 800,000 are the ones who registered in the DACA program,
and they'll be the ones that will be
the overage, which is what you're talking about, will not be eligible for whatever the DACA people get unless they make that provision in whatever bill they come up with, presuming they come up with anything at all.
Yes and no, because we know for a fact that the government statistics
Statistics, Aubrey.
Right.
You had to register. You had to come out of the woodwork, so to speak, register with the government, file paperwork, and it had to be refiled on a regular basis. And when the president basically ended the program, it ended the opportunity for them to continue to refile, which meant now they were being eligible for deportation. So it is a little bit more than what you're saying. However, there are those others who did not register who will want a piece of the action, and we'll see if that is in the final bill. But the 800,000 that they're talking about are people who filled out paperwork, and presumably accurately. So
you know, it's a little strange, too, Chris. Dick Durbin, you know, who seems to be the champion of DACA. Well, Dick Durbin, and where is he from? He's from Illinois, right? Now, how's black unemployment doing in the city? It's about 20 to 24%. Dick, you forgot your constituency.
They don't care
about the people in New York.
No.
The blacks in New York. Where are you, Dick? Oh, that's right. You want to bring in more to replace what jobs they got. That's very kind of you, Dick. What is with these people?
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with looking after their constituencies.
Right.
It's got everything to do about importing voters.
Well, we know that. It's get elected at all
and
costs.
Keep them there.
Yeah, right. That's sad thing about the politics.
They don't care about the poor.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do in an
election year.
In a perverted sense. They care about the poor because they need the poor.
They get elected.
To vote for them.
Oh, you're not kidding.
They care about keeping people poor is what they care about.
And like Chris, you've always talked about and we mentioned, is this is what's causing such a vicious break when they see these economic figures and they see that the poor are becoming better off and they see that people are elevating themselves. Well, you got a real problem going into next fall. Good luck.
It reminds me of when we finally actually had welfare reform, which was Newt Gingrich and the Republicans pushing it through. If you remember, Clinton, I think, vetoed it 2 or 3 times. He finally signed it, and then he took credit for it.
Yeah.
But I remember in particular a special on it where they were talking to people who had been on welfare and had gotten off and had gotten jobs, and it was more of a weaning process rather than you were either on it or you were off it. That's the way it was. It was very difficult to get off once you were on because it was difficult to find a job that paid as much as you were going to get on welfare.
Mm-hmm. And every time you you did find a job, they found a new benefit to add to your welfare payment.
So what welfare reform did was provide a weaning process so that if you get a job and you get less benefits, but you can still get benefits until you make enough where you're making more than the benefit
then
package.
Then you're off.
Right. Exactly. And I remember the response from these people was, it just feels so much better to have a job. I feel so much better about myself. I feel so much better about what I'm showing my children. I mean, just the overall attitude and optimism, which is what we're seeing going on right now.
You know, Chris,
but for a different reason.
You're right. We need to call that guy from Spillex right down here in Tampa maybe tomorrow or something. Get him on the line for a couple minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see if I can get his number and we'll chat with him.
And once again, if you didn't hear in the first half hour of the show, the owner of Spellex in Tampa gave $1,000 bonuses to each of his employees and wrote on the check, Trump 2020.
You'll be okay.
Trump tax cut and Jobs Act.
Yep. And he said most of the employees were millennials and Generation X, and they all appreciated it. Whether that'll reflect back into voting, we'll see. But, you know, when you constantly get a bigger check every month, you're going to be a very happy person. Do you want to regress? I don't think so.
You know, this nation has come to a crossroads, And that's why we see so much pushing and shoving going on down in Washington, D.C. And I want to talk a little bit about this crossroad that we're at, because a lot depends on what happens this fall and the elections this fall as to which direction we're going to take down this crossroad. And guess who is standing primarily at the crossroad? It is the millennials. Okay? We'll talk more about it after we take a break. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. And by the way, that is the Trump 2020 Club. And we invite you to join it by going to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. And don't forget, this Saturday night at the Friendly Confines, starting at 6:30, it's going to be a one-year party celebration, anniversary party celebration, that is, of the Trump inauguration. Because Saturday is, guess what? January the 20th.
That's great.
You're invited.
Everybody should be excited about that. Wear your new clothing that you bought with all these paycheck increases.
That's right. I'm going to wear my inauguration.
You'll be styling and profiling, you know.
And Randy Ross will be in on Thursday, tomorrow night, to help us judge the contest. I'll let him tell us more about that. Anyway, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Don't forget, the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test coming up in the next hour of the show. We will be taking it. I hope you will,
maybe
too.
It'll be you taking it, Chris.
Okay.
What do you think, Aubrey?
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have some congestion on I-4 and the 429. It looks like the southbound ramp is closed. You also have slowdowns on I-4 starting in Lake Monroe, and that continues westbound. Doesn't clear up until Champions Gate. 408 westbound is congested up until about Gotha. 408 eastbound is some slowdowns starting in Azalea Park. It ends right around the 417. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and you have an accident on I-4 westbound near the 528. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Keep them separated.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. We are the Titans of Talk Radio and the voice to be reckoned with. That's right. We separate fact from fiction, truth from lies, and the real news from the fake news. And I haven't seen anything come across the monitor yet about the fake news awards. Now, they were scheduled to come out tonight.
What? And I thought it was going to be around 5 o'clock.
That's what I thought.
Maybe we'll see it.
I'll check Twitter here during the break and see if the president has put them up there. Maybe I'll just do that real quick right now. And 407-774-8255 is the number. if you want to be a part of the show, don't forget in the next half hour, the next hour of the show, we're going to conduct, and one of us is going to take
Aubrey and me both know who that is.
Cognitive assessment test. Yes.
Man, we're going to turn on you, Chris. I can tell you this, buddy.
We had a vote, and we're at the same table.
The same test the president took last night, the same test that the media can't come to grips with themselves. And I thought that, I think it was Greg Gutfeld had a great idea. He ought to offer to pay to have
assess
the test.
All the
media people.
The media people are the ones that need to be assessed. Right.
They'll take the test. I think it needs to be conducted to Feinstein, Leahy, and about a half a dozen.
You know
so
what? We could do have
Senate.
Like a
we
book on
do
that
it
wagering.
For every member of the House and Senate.
Right.
Yep.
And by the way,
believe me, that would be banned. They would never allow
right.
that.
When we announced that we'll be doing the test on the show today, I don't know anything about the test. I've never seen it before, never taken one before, and thought that we could both take it. And so people were actually beginning to take odds.
Well, that's why we could do that on the people in the Senate and really run a book out of Las Vegas. You know,
Frank had his money on Trump. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, Frank's
and,
right.
I guess Pierce and Randy Ross and others were wagering on who was among us. But it appears as though only one person at a time really can take the test to do it, you know, the proper way.
See, I'm going to have to take it for real money.
You're going to have to take it. Mike will be taking it for real a week from Saturday at the,
This is
UCF NFL PA Healthcare Celebration the day before the Pro Bowl out at UCF.
Yeah, what we're actually doing out there is we're having a We're going to do a complete physical for about 60 of our former NFL players out at UCF in combination with the UCF medical people. Then we're moving over at about 11:45 to the Alumni Center, and then we're going to do a health celebration there where we're going to have vendors with different thoughts and ideas that are relevant to the health of a professional athlete, meaning, you know, your knee situation, your back situation, your concussion situation. And it's going to be a champagne luncheon, and we're going to honor four of the UCF athletes, Boz Petosky, Elgin Davis, Rick Hamilton, Marquette Smith. These are kids that played at UCF and played in the NFL. But what we're going to do tonight, special to this show, is for the first UCF person who calls in that actually will make sure go, because we're going to give you two tickets to this event. And it's a champagne luncheon, fabulous food. There'll be a large number of former NFL players there. There'll be a huge team of medical people there. It will be a great event. And so, the number, Chris,
all right,
it is.
Invitation only, 407-774.
First person must be a UCF graduate.
407-774-8255 is the number. We'll have to wait till the next hour. I want to, once again, though, discuss this crossroad that we're at. And the millennials are the ones primarily standing there figuring out which way they want to go. Mm-hmm. And whichever way they want to go, primarily our nation is going to follow, because they're the next up-and-coming generation. So I want to talk about it because I think they're going to make the right choice. And the choice is a clear one in front of them, and it is stark and getting starker by the moment. Okay, once again, in the next hour of the show, one of us, most likely me, will be taking the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test. I invite you to take it along with me. All right, we'll be back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Don't forget WDW News tonight at 9 o'clock after Larry Elder from 7 to 9. And we'll be here until 7 o'clock. I hope you'll be here with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
Take the test with me.
We'll be doing that in about a half an hour. All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries, or welcome to the second hour of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you so very much for being out there and listening. We really do appreciate your participation in the show. And Alfred, I know you're out there listening. Man, you are something, some kind of sweet fella. Thank you so much for what you did today, and you know what I'm talking about. All right, thanks again for being with us. We're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And tonight at midnight Eastern Time, we'll be rebroadcast in our entirety on the Talk America Radio Network. That's Talk America Radio US, .US Liberty Channel. Okay, got the union boss Mike McBath in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. Aubrey Kahn is somewhere about, so he'll be back here shortly. In the meantime, you can join us at 407-774-8255. And before we get to the phone lines, I just want to kind of give a synopsis of some of the news today and make a few remarks. First of all, the market red hot again. The nation is ice cold, but the market is red hot.
I know. You imagine what the weather is, and you look at the market. The market, we were up, the Dow was up 321 today. We closed at 26,114. Again, this is a first time that we closed above 26,000. Took us, this is amazing, 8 trading days to get to that position. Never before has that obviously been done. The other aspect of
it. You know, real quick, while we're on that.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the market goes to, the easier it will be to get to that next $1,000 level. And do you want to know why? Because the percentage gain
percentage
goes
relative
down.
How high the market is, right? That's exactly right.
Right. And so $1,000 in terms of a percentage is not what it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, if you'd have gotten $1,000 and the market was at 10,000, you did pretty well in 8 days. The other aspect of it that really shot this market up around 2:30 was the Federal Beige Book, which is what the Fed uses this, and they just pointed out that job growth continues on a very nice pace in this country. They also pointed out wage increases is increasing at a modest pace. And the main thing is they mentioned that the economy obviously looks very strong.
Yeah.
Now, surprisingly, the 10-year Treasury, which we follow, is closed at 2.58, which is still relatively cheap because just about a year ago it was about 2.5. So you know, inevitably, I'm afraid that you're going to see these rates go up. So if you're looking for mortgages and things like that, I would be talking to my consultant on this. And
that's
particularly
me. Patriot Home
that's
Funding.
That's right, particularly Patriot Home Funding, because I think you're about at the end seeing these type of low rates that we've had been fortunate to have for the last 4 or 5 years. The other thing was Apple today. Chris and myself were discussing Apple. Apple came out and said they're going to contribute $350 billion over 5 years to the American economy. They also pointed out
they're going to build another campus.
Another campus.
Which is basically a huge manufacturing facility.
Right. And then they're going to have over 20,000 jobs they expect to produce with this money. And then the main thing I like, too, they have to pay $38 billion in taxes.
How about that, Chris, when they thought,
and what was interesting in this announcement, there was no recognition of possible dividend increase or stock buyback, which all the liberals said, this is first what's going to happen.
Right.
Stock buybacks, big dividends that make the wealthy wealthier, and the rest will be forgotten. Well, guess what? It's sort of like the reverse. So we've seen what Trump wanted happen through Apple, which is a leftist firm.
It's almost like corporations are going out of their way to prove these yokels wrong. And Apple will be investing that money in the United States. And, of course, that will mean tremendous amounts of residual employment and residual wealth created.
Imagine, you know, all these houses will be built, the stores will probably, you know, it's just wonderful.
It absolutely is. And they weren't the only ones announcing today. Auto Nation announced they're going to increase their contributions to 401k plans for their employees, investing therefore in their future. And that's long-term stuff. That's not just one-time bonus. That's long-term stuff. And Spellex, a manufacturer,
a local company out of Tampa, right,
gave $1,000 bonuses to their employees and wrote on the checks.
Yeah, this is great. It said this is the Trump Tax Cut and Job Act, right on the check on the left-hand bottom. So you know what? When all those millennials and Generation X see that extra money and they see Trump Tax Cut. Did it ever say Obama tax cut?
Yeah.
Not.
And I want to address that, as I said a little while ago, a little bit more here in a minute, but I want to get back to some of the day's news. A CIA spy for China has been found out.
Yeah.
And evidently in 2016, 2012. I guess he was allowed to come back in the United States. I don't know the full story of this yet, but this is a huge story because evidently China was rounding up and killing some of the contacts.
The people, right? Oh, boy.
And they've had to pull in their whole program. What a time to have to do that, right?
Didn't Chelsea Manning do something about it?
No, I don't think so. But anyway,
okay, Chelsea.
Could be in all of that. But Corey Lewandowski was set to testify today. Now, a lot of the news was about Steve Bannon's, I guess you can call it, testimony yesterday on Capitol Hill, because in essence, he didn't do much testifying. As a matter of fact, most of the 10 hours that he was on Capitol Hill was spent arguing about whether he should be obligated to testify or whether or not executive privilege could be asserted.
Did we hear any of that when Obama's people were up?
They just took the fifth or something.
Yeah, right.
Or they just out and out lied.
But it's terrible when they do the same thing back to you.
It frustrated both members in both parties that he was there and they couldn't get him to basically say anything. He has agreed to testify to the Mueller, I presume, grand jury, if not at least be interviewed by the Mueller witch hunters. Corey Lewandowski was scheduled for today, and Hope Hicks, Trump's long before he ever ran for president, communications aide, is scheduled to testify, to be interviewed tomorrow by the same House Intelligence Committee that Bannon and Lewandowski were to testify in front of.
How many man hours, Chris, do you think we have wasted in the last 12, 13 months of the American public's money?
Well, kind of the shame of it is you would think that these would have been some of the people they would have asked to testify first and kind of cleared it all up, but that's not the way it worked. And, all right, so speaking of testifying, the fake Republican and the flake GOP Senator Jeff Flake stood on the floor of the Senate this morning and gave his testimony, you might call it.
Right.
We mentioned this was going to happen on Sunday night's show, Aubrey and I did. He compared Donald Trump, in essence, to Joseph Stalin. He came out in full-on defense of what he called the free press. By the way, as did his hack buddy, Senator John McCain, the two Arizona flakes. McCain's was in a written piece. The flakes himself was on the floor of the Senate, which means it's now in the Senate record for history, which is okay, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, he doesn't really know what he's talking about, and neither does John McCain, neither does anyone who simply says that a free press is necessary and the only requirement for the press to exist, for there to be a functioning democracy. We see that a free press can also be a compromised press, and a press which chooses, by their own free will, to lie, to prevaricate, to put out one canard after another, in order to get their political agenda done. So it is not simply a quote-unquote free press that we need. We need a free and fair press, or at least the people that the press criticizes should also be free to fire back, which is what he was complaining about, which is what John McCain is complaining about. They don't like it that the president fires back. Now, there's John McCain. Now, he's a case study in and of himself, right?
Yeah, we know his history.
He had the reputation of being the maverick and the rogue and all this, and he gets himself nominated to run for president, and all of a sudden he's Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
No, don't say bad things about Barack Obama. He's a super guy. But I know him.
He was always nice to the Democrats.
Yeah. And look how far it got him.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look how far it got him. All right? Donald Trump's president. These losers are not. They can't take it. I've been tweeting out for several days weeks now, actually. When I would tweet about Flake, I would tweet basically he's a man desperate for attention. It was interesting to hear today at the press briefing when asked about it, Sarah Huckabee Sanders basically said he's a man desperate for attention, which he is.
Chris, how could he ever grab a hold of Stalin as his comparison?
Because,
I mean, do you think they had the same economic principles? Stalin killed tens of millions of people to try to do that comparison?
You were thinking of the question as I was answering it. Okay? He's desperate for attention.
Well, oh,
is he going to get attention any other way?
I mean, but it's so foolish.
And it is.
It's
exactly.
Just foolish.
Which brings me to the contrast. Okay? You got the millennials out there who, in massive numbers, are dissatisfied with both parties. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't like either party right now. And yet they're watching what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's something that I've deduced about millennials, just anecdotally and from what I've seen in terms of studies and their buying habits and stuff. They are extremely practical people, okay? They're not prone to extravagance unless it's somehow tied to practicality. Right, they don't buy cars like we bought cars when we were younger.
Yeah, they Uber.
They Uber. They don't buy TVs.
Mm-hmm.
They have their computers. They have their handhelds.
Mm-hmm.
They want to live close to where they work. They're practically minded people, and they tend to watch their money. And guess what's
you said
going
the
on?
Right word.
Guess
they
what's
tend
right.
to watch their money.
And guess what's going on right now. At the crossroads we stand, and you are having a stark, beautiful contrast between what was and what is and what is becoming. And what do you think they're going to gravitate toward? They're going to gravitate toward that which works. And this is where Donald Trump comes in. This is why one of the reasons why we were Trumplicans from day one is because his message was one of, I'm going to get things done finally. And two, we thought he could actually deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He is, in a big way, delivering. And guess what? Just like I showed you that, I got a little prediction. That poll that I showed you, we revealed last night and the night before about black voters, I think we're going to see the same thing with And you talked about with Hispanics, you're going to see the same thing with millennials over this next year or two as they begin to feel the, shall we say, the benefits of the tax cut. Right?
I mean, everybody can use more money. Everybody can be appreciative of the money. And as they see that extra check come in, you know, the bell rings. Wow, this is sort of unique. I like this. I never saw that before.
And you want to know something else? Mm-hmm. They didn't expect it.
That's
because
right.
for their whole life, they've been hearing that they aren't going to have mm-hmm. things, right? We're all right. in debt, and the good debt, the heyday is over. Well, no, it ain't, not by a long shot.
And plus, imagine.
And Trump is proving it for all
higher,
to see.
The higher quality jobs that will be coming about, you know, 50,
yep.
60, 80, 100.
Yep.
It's going to be a nice payday for these kids, and they'll understand. I know.
Apple made it clear today, mm-hmm. just like the boss over in Tampa, thank you very much for the tax cut. Otherwise, this wouldn't be happening. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll take Bo's phone call. And in the next half hour of the show, I hope you're going to take with me the Montreal Cognitive.
Chris, you're going down, brother. You're going down.
Going down hard. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners with the latest vacation deals. Like Bahama cruises from $229 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $599 per person? Caribbean 7-night cruises are starting at $349 per person. Receive free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterway River cruises. Special savings on all-inclusive packages to the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Up to 65% off Sandals and Beaches Resorts, plus additional offers. Receive 2-for-1 savings with kids sale for free on MSC Divina and Seaside. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah. Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns continue this afternoon, starting in Longwood, and they continue westbound past downtown, and it clears up after the Millennia area, actually around Champions Gate. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then you're slow and go until the Pine Hills. The 408 westbound is congested until around John Young Parkway, and then it clears up a bit. 408 eastbound is fairly clear. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Someone took your plans away. So, what do you say? There ain't nobody spies like us. That's Paul McCartney. Spies like us.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese had a spy in the CIA. And he was giving up names, and they were finding him and killing him. We'll have more on that tomorrow over the next few days. That story just broke overnight.
I'm sure we also have some in the Chinese Secret Service.
Yeah. Bo is on the line right now. Let's take his phone call. Bo, thanks for calling and patiently waiting. We appreciate you.
All right, Chris, guys. Just a little light on that cognizant test that President Trump took. As you know, I'm a self-proclaimed mountain doctor. Got my doctor degree hanging here on the paper towel with clothespins on the porch. And I'm going to take that there cognizant test tonight with you guys. I'll post my results later because I'll fail it, I'm sure. But I hope fake news will run with it, because I think them liberals not only tap my water, but my cell phone as well. Great show, guys.
Thanks so much, Bo. Appreciate you being out there. And by the way, not only are the millennials watching what's going on economically, but I believe they're watching what's going on in the media, too. Right. Because they're pretty savvy. I mean, they're not tied to CNN and MSNBC because they get their news primarily from Facebook and Twitter, and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
of course, you can only get the news maybe you want to hear, but the problem is there's more of the truth out there that's accessible than you're going to find on MSNBC and CNN.
Only if you want to find it.
But
remember, these are the Bernie voters.
I understand, right. But that's okay. Hey, look, we had a Bernie vote. We still got a Bernie voter on our show every Sunday night. When it first started, the campaign was firing mm-hmm. up. Patricia Sunny Summerlin was going to vote for Bernie Sanders,
that's
remember?
That's right.
And then she was going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up voting for Donald Trump.
Right.
Right? And she's got a lot of friends who are giving her a hard time over it, and she's basically trying to tell them to grow up.
Right.
Okay, so the millennials are I believe they're watching this stuff and this fake news, and believe me, they're just like any other human being. At the end of the day, they don't like being manipulated and lied to,
mm-hmm.
right? Even if it's by somebody that they quote-unquote believe in. As a matter of fact, that tends to make a person even madder when they believe in somebody and find out they've been led astray by them.
The other thing, too, Chris, is, you know, many of these parents who have millennial children in their 20s and going into their 30s, you know, they understand these kids want money, they need money, and when they see more money, I can tell you that's the route they're going to break. Because you remember, it's always, you'll always be a liberal when you're young, and you'll be a conservative when you're old. Well, you're going to get to become a conservative a lot quicker with Trump as president, I'll be assured.
And to get to your concern, which is a legitimate one there, Aubrey, and as I said, if you want to go somewhere mm-hmm. and just read news that you want to read, that's easy to do. But they're going to be exposed to the fact that the economic realities didn't jive with their news, okay?
Right.
Which is going to, at least in some of them, create some doubt as to yeah. the other news, okay?
That is true.
All right. And
do you think Bernie's going to have a tough explanation when he starts spewing this garbage again?
Well,
it's going to be real tough to Bernie to go up against Trump when you spill garbage like this, buddy.
Which is, once again, remember when I said mm-hmm. let him run his mouth?
Keep rolling.
Let them all yep. run their mouths, because time will vindicate the truth. It will always mm-hmm. end up shining through. Okay? The only question is, are we going to be around there to see it? I certainly hope so. And I hope you'll be around to see how I do on the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test, and I hope you'll take it with me right there in the privacy of your own home, and I hope to heck that it's graded on a curve.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be right back with that and more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, where you would have heard earlier today we were going to be doing this, and you could have placed a bet. As it were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, book them at Westgate Casino in Las Vegas. Right.
We'll be right back.
5.5 and AM 660.
We'll be right back.
5.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Liberal activists are demanding that Democrats protect thousands of young illegal immigrants from deportation, no matter what. The conflict comes to a head this week as the Republicans who control Congress scramble to get enough votes, including some from Senate Democrats, to avoid a partial government shutdown. On Capitol Hill, Democrats are being urged to let the shutdown happen unless Republicans and President Trump agree to restore a program that protects from deportation some 700,000 people who were brought to the U.S. as children illegally. There are protesters at the offices of Senate Democrats, and there are threats of primary foes. Indeed, immigration is becoming a political litmus test for Democrats, supplanting health care as a defining issue of Mr. Trump's second year as president. On Wall Street, a record day as the Dow was up to 226,000. This is SRN News.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $229 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $599 per person? Caribbean 7-night cruises are starting at $349 per person. Receive free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterway River cruises. Special savings on all-inclusive packages to the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Up to 65% off Sandals and Beaches Resorts, plus additional offers. Receive 2-for-1 savings with kids sale for free on MSC Divina and Seaside. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah!
This is Sunny, the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American Adversaries. These guys are sexy and smart.
And we're back, and it's test time, so get those pencils ready to go. I am Christopher Hart, along with Michael McBath. Aubrey Kahn's back in the studio. Nicholas Cicero, the proctor, is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number, but we are putting up the quiet in the hallways signs out here while
we're cheating
ready to administer the test. So, Nick, if you'll just kind of explain what we're going to do here, and then we'll get started.
Yeah, I'm excited here. So this is the month.
I'm terrified.
We were going to do this,
Mike and I, and then maybe Aubrey, except that you can't really, you can really kind of only do it effectively one person at a time.
I know, and I'll give you my future results.
But we encourage, Mike's going to be doing it for real here in about
soon.
A little over
actually,
a week.
I won't be doing it this weekend.
It's going to be the 27th.
Well, this is for the physical and stuff, you know, the cognizant stuff and all that for the, you know, the concussion money. That for that test, though, will be off in the future.
You'll be playing dumb.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
And I'll just sit here and try not to pass rude remarks.
All right. All right. Well, the clock is ticking, so Nick, go ahead, please, and explain.
All right. Well, this is called the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, and this is the test that the president took the other day during his physical examination, and this was developed in 96. It's not that old, and it's to screen mild cognitive dysfunction. Now, you could score up to 30 points on this test, which the president did, but if you score below 26 points, that means you need further, more intricate screening.
What are you saying?
Well, we'll see.
This is probably not the thing you should do on live radio.
I don't know, Chris. This is really smart, you know.
So this is like tiptoeing through the graveyard.
We must understand that. Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
Well, so the first few questions on this test are: Chris has a piece of paper in front of him, and he is going to have to do these on the paper. We'll will grade them after we're done. And then a few of them, the rest of the questions are all he'll have to respond to my question. So
okay.
You can flip over to the paper in front of you. Go ahead, Chris. We're going to start with question number one. Now, you have a bunch of, in the top left corner, you have a bunch of circles with letters and numbers in them.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what you need to do is draw a line going from a number to a letter in ascending order, beginning at one. As you can see, it shows you the first couple. It goes one to A to two. Now, you have to finish the sequence. What would come next? What would come after that? Ending at E.
Okay. I'm working on it right now.
All right. So... This is the first question.
Twilight
here.
Zone music now.
Right?
could you define ascending?
Let's see.
It all depends on what your definition of the word ascending.
See how he gets through this maze.
He's doing terrific.
Just
I can tell you right now.
All right, he's done.
All right, we'll grade it. We'll grade it when we're done.
It's got a little box at the bottom. Where you grade?
That's where I grade it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want him grading you, Chris. I don't think
how good your lines are.
All
right, number two. You see a drawing of a cube. Below it, all you have to do is draw that cube.
Which way does it face?
You have to draw exactly as you see it.
Exactly
as you see it.
Okay. I'm drawing exactly
For people at home, this looks like kind of like a three-dimensional cube on paper.
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly what it looks like, right?
Right.
So we'll see.
I remember drawing these in Mr. Carpenter's drafting class at Howard Junior High. Yeah. All right.
We'll see how Chris is drawing.
I like it. He's looking good.
All right. Question number three, that blank space to the far right there, you have to draw a clock, put in all the numbers, and set the time to 10 past 11.
What if I only have a digital clock, right?
That's exactly right. You can write that in.
You're talking about an old-fashioned clock with the hands and everything, right?
All
right.
And don't look behind you.
All right, one. That's right. We got a clock on the wall here, two, three.
We'll grade him on make sure all the numbers are in the right place.
And what time must
it
be set to?
10 past 11.
Oh, and 12. Past 11.
You can do that one.
Two.
I know I'd have problems with that one.
The
big hand and
a little bit.
Aubrey,
I'd have to think.
The short hand.
Okay. I'd have to think.
Simple problems for simple people.
I think I got it. Although my writing's, let me make this a little more clear. Okay. All right.
Well, now with the next one here, the last one, you kind of have to work on your paper there. We have three drawings in front of you.
Yeah.
First of all, they're three drawings of animals.
Right.
Tell me the name of each of the animal. So what is the first one?
Well, I've never been introduced.
I know those three.
So just write it above it or anywhere?
Well, you could just tell me. You could just tell me these.
Oh, okay. You got a lion.
Right.
A male lion with a full mane, by the way. A rhinoceros.
Right.
Right. And a camel. And this is, I believe, what you call it. Is it a Demetrian camel or whatever? I don't think it's a Bactrian camel.
You mean the difference?
Yeah. This is a one-hump camel.
It's a camel.
Right.
Yeah. Just stop there. Stop. You're going to get yourself into trouble here.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. There we go. So now the rest of this is going to be you responding to things I'm asking you, okay? So for this first one, I'm going to read a list of five words, and then this is a memory test. You're going to wait till I finish the list of five words. And then you're going to repeat it back to me. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Face, velvet, church, daisy, red.
Okay, face, velvet, church, daisy, red.
Okay.
That was easy.
Repeat the five words back to me a second time.
Face, velvet, church, daisy, red. Red.
Okay. All right.
Now, you didn't say I was going to have to do it twice.
Yeah, you know, you got to be open about this.
I was already in the process of forgetting.
I got a feeling he's working against you, Chris.
Don't forget.
All right, go ahead.
Very, very good.
Now do it backwards.
No. Thanks a lot.
No, I'm kidding.
Go ahead,
Jim. All right, now we're going to work with some numbers here. Some numbers. I'm going to read a. I'm going to read a list of digits, and you have to repeat them to me in forward order. Okay, so I'm going to read a list of five digits, kind of just like what we just did.
Okay,
you have to repeat them in forward order. 2, 1, 8, 5, 4.
2, 1, 8, 5, 4.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of three numbers, and you are going to have to repeat them back to me in backward order.
Okay.
7, 4, 2.
2, 4, 7.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read a list of letters. Every time I read the letter A, you need to clap your hands.
Clap
this
on,
sounds
clap
like
off.
A high or a junior high test.
All right.
Go ahead.
You waited your turn.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. All right. I'm running
right.
with
Every
you.
Time you say the letter A, I clap. Okay.
Okay.
F, B, A, C, M, N, A, J, K, L, B, A, F, A, K, D, E, A, J, A, M, O, F, A, B. All right.
Okay.
Very good there.
You have a good dexterity. That's right.
All right. All right.
Here we go.
Very good.
All right. Now we're going to have to, I'm going to start at the number 100. What you have to do is start at the number 100 and subtract 7 and tell me what that number would be. Then subtract another 7 from that number and tell me what that number would be. So basically, start at 100, keep subtracting 7, and tell me the number.
Okay, so 100 minus 7 is 93, minus another 7 is 86, minus another 7 is 79, minus another 7 is 72, minus another 7 is 65.
Stop. All right, very good.
All right.
Very good.
I used to do taxes, right?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, is that where? Yeah. Oh.
This is taxing on you, isn't it?
All right. Now I'm going to read you a sentence, Chris. Repeat it after me exactly as I say it.
All right.
Okay. I only know that John is the one to help today.
I only know that John is the one to help today.
All right. Very good. I'm going to read another sentence to you, Chris. You're going to have to repeat this back to me exactly as I say it. The cat always hid under the couch when dogs were in the room.
The cat always hid under the couch whenever dogs were in the room.
Oh!
Sorry, no. Wait, just cut it out. Cut it out. When dogs were in the room. All right.
Okay. Nick. Okay.
The heat is on.
Uh-oh. The heat is on.
Okay.
All right. Now for this. Let's
quiet
see.
In the balcony and in the bleacher
this
seats.
This is funny.
For you, maybe.
No.
Sucker.
Where is this next one? There we go. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Tell me as many words as you can think of that begin with a certain letter of the alphabet that I will tell you in a moment. You can say any kind of word that you want, except for proper nouns like Bob or Boston, numbers, or words that begin with the same sound but have a different suffix. For example, love and lover and loving.
And remember, okay. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, wait till you see what words he gets.
Yeah, wait till you see what letter it is.
Yeah.
Right? I will tell you to stop after 1 minute. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
The letter is F.
F.
Oh, okay.
Frank.
No.
Can't do that.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Fire. Free. Fall. Forest. Fruit. Let's see. Fire, fruit, Fly. Thank you there, Mike. Fly, freeze, fear, feet. Let's see. quiet in the seats. Frost. Boy, this is something. French fries. Let's see. Gosh, F. Oh, it is just escaping me here. Wow. I said freeze.
That's 1 minute.
All right.
Do you think you got 11? What do you give him? 11? I think he's only got 10.
Oh, look at him. That's a big deal. Give the guy a break.
All right. And plus, a couple of them were given to him from Mike.
No.
Not a couple. It was more than a couple.
Oh, man.
I must admit, I was having a brain freeze.
That was a hard one, yeah.
I was having a brain freeze. Yeah. I got to admit.
That's funny.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Now, for this next one.
It's not looking so good.
I am going to give you a pair of words, and you're going to tell me how they are alike. Okay, so for example, this is just an example one. For example, banana and orange. What would you say?
Fruit.
Okay, very good. So banana and orange are like fruit. We're going to do that with two other sets of words here.
Okay.
How are train and bicycle alike?
Transportation.
Okay. How are watch and ruler alike?
They measure things.
All right. Very good.
All right. Back on the winning track here.
Nick feels like he's at his Wednesday night show. You know, that's what's really going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuned in, I am in the process of taking the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test, the same one that the president took, I believe it was last Friday, and the one that his doctor, Rear Admiral Jackson, was talking about yesterday. Okay, I guess I'm about halfway through. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, we're actually almost done. We are almost done.
All right.
All right. Remember those five words I gave you earlier in the test? Repeat those back to me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's nasty.
Oh, Lord. Does it have to be in the order?
It does not.
Oh, Lord. Velvet?
Yes.
Church?
Yes.
Red?
Yes.
Boy?
No.
No? Oh. What?
Daisy.
Oh, my Lord. I got it wrong. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. You don't remember the last one?
Face. No.
But
Face. Now, see, if I'd been warned that I was going to have to do that again.
I warned you. But I said, don't forget.
But you did.
You've had practice for the next one.
Now he's going to tell me to say those numbers again, right?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, man. You made it through there, Chris.
I'm on the edge here, buddy.
You're on the edge, buddy.
I'm on the edge.
Now you're doing a good job. You have a lot of...
All right, Nick.
Cheering going on.
Is this the last one?
This is it.
Okay.
Tell me the date today.
Today is January the 17th, 2018 AD.
All right. What day is it?
It is Wednesday.
Okay. What city are you in?
Right now, Altamont Springs, officially.
All right. And where would you say you're located right now? Like, what building are you in?
I'm in a radio studio on the second and a half floor.
Right. Nick's marking you down
about,
for that.
Takes about, yeah. about 50 steps to get up here.
Right, I'm going to come in real quick and grab that piece of paper from you.
All right. Then, I tell you what. Let's take That's a break. Funny. Then you can come in and get this and grade it. And he's going to give me the assessment.
I think you're fine. Right. You're on the edge, but I think you're fine.
Hey, the president scored a perfect score.
I know, but Chrissy has
Frank
a very...
Frank had his money on the president. Frank, you were right.
Frank...
We'll take a break and come back and get my final score of
Frank
the Montreal
test.
Cognitive Assessment Test. And I guess you couldn't have given it to yourself, but perhaps you took it along with me. How did you do? We'll find out when we come back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility.
Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. We're waiting patiently and with bated breath for the final results of my Montreal cognitive assessment test, and I did not score perfectly as the president.
I know, but
did.
Is there any prizes, Nick, if he passed?
And by the way, the president didn't have to do it in front of tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got a lot of pressure on you, Chris. You know,
well, no, he didn't, but he had the whole country waiting on the results.
Or at least part of Altamont.
But at least we got to see that there was a bit of a challenge to the
yeah,
test.
That was good. No, I thought that would, would show something. I'm not sure what,
all
but
right,
it does
so
show something.
Anyway, let's go to the man for the final word. Nick, how
all
did
right.
I do?
Well, the results are inconclusive. No, I'm just kidding.
Why did we go through this whole exercise?
That's like getting an x-ray on your head and there's nothing there, right?
Nick's being a diplomat.
So looking back at these drawings here, you did a great job connecting the dots there. Right. You got a point for that. You drew a fantastic cube.
Okay, so you're up to second grade.
You got that one. All right, the clock. You got the circle. You got the numbers there. I don't know the where your hands come to meet are not quite in the center of the circle, but I'm going to give that one to you.
Oh,
it's a little bit. There's actual grading for the hands.
Is that right?
Your dots.
You can't have sloppiness or anything, right?
Is that right?
I'll remember that.
All right,
it's decently close. We'll give you that one.
Well, given your legibility of the stuff you write,
so all right. So given that, we'll give you full points for the clock as well. You get all your animals correct. You ended up with a score of 26 out of 30, Chris.
Oh, so I need further assessment.
Then you're on the borderline.
Right on the border.
Nick, which four did I get wrong? Well, I know the one about F I got wrong. I know the one about saying the words again I got wrong.
The F words.
I guess it was the sentence.
The sentence. Hide under the couch when dogs are in the room, not whenever.
And I said whenever dogs are in the room.
Yeah, and you missed two of the five words.
I missed two of the five words.
On the repeat at
the
end.
On the repeat, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that took off 4 points, and you're left with a 26. I'd advise that you might want to go in for additional testing. your clock was borderline.
What are you, Dr. Love?
Mike could help you out with a few things.
Okay there, Dr. Gupta.
I had flashcards. Look at this.
I know someone's appearing on CNN soon.
Hey,
I know.
Now, I will say this. Both my mom and aunt died of Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with my aunt, she got it when she was about 70. My mom got it when she was like 80-something. So it's something I'm going to have to kind of keep an eye on there.
Nick, that means yearly testing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now at least I know what to expect if they throw this one at me, right? All right. So thanks, Nick. And it was a great idea. I thought it was an excellent idea. And folks, you got a chance to see for real what it was all about. And once again, the president passed 30 for 30. Could you do it? Could you have done it?
If 30 for 30 is pretty good.
I can do it, obviously. I can see do it, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't know how much time he had. You know, I wonder, well, is there a time?
Well, you just say, hurt him, administer the test.
Yeah.
That's the way it would have been.
Just that quick?
There's no official time limit, no.
Oh. Yeah, but it would have done pretty much in that same time span, right? I mean,
and
how long
what else
take?
Can you spend to pick the three animals?
As a matter
of
fact, if he was correct in every answer, he probably did it much quicker than I did.
Yeah.
Because I was fumbling around.
Well, I'm glad he's president and you're not.
Of course, it didn't help you guys over there going,
I know.
pointing at your pads.
Then we wrote the wrong word down.
but I took it as honestly as I could, and there are the results. So hats off to hats off to President Trump. And I thought it was a great idea. Greg Gutfeld said perhaps that same test that I just took should be administered to every person in the media.
That would be interesting. I'd like to see the media people do the numbers thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think they'd be a little confused.
There you go.
So we'll
all
see.
Right. So, okay. All right. So that's it for that. And don't forget, though, tomorrow night's contest will be what... Is that innocent word or phrase that has now been
misinterpreted
or turned into a racial slur of some sort, or sexist?
Try to purify our language.
Right.
You know, my word is brownies. I don't know if I can do that anymore because I guess, according to the liberal less, I'm offending people with what we serve to kids to eat and stuff. So,
right.
I don't know.
There you go. All right. So that's for tomorrow night's contest. Come up with that innocent phrase. You know, we had Rick Brown in here last night, and he came up with, like, white Russian and black Russian, the vodka drinks, right?
Yeah, that's offensive.
And Aubrey came up with his own. What was it we were talking about earlier? See there, now there's my cognitive shortcomings coming into play here.
Since you rejected what I said so outrightly, I just put it aside. I don't remember.
You know what? See, you need to take the test.
But,
all right.
There's so many drinks, though, that swing to the sexual innuendos, you couldn't really mention them.
Yeah, once again, we're looking
remember
for...
what they used to
I know, I know.
We're looking for innocent phrases.
Yeah, well, brownies
you remember what they call a mixture of Coke and milk?
Coke and milk.
Uh-huh.
That was a Sunday, wasn't it?
No. Brown cow.
Oh,
oh, that could be a problem.
Oh, now,
too,
brown cow. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's going to be for tomorrow night, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Randy Ross of the Trump 2020 Club will be in the studio with us. And you can join the club by going to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and sign up there. And don't forget, whether you're a member of the club or not, you are invited to the Friendly Confines. That's the name of the restaurant, South Orange Avenue, just south of downtown Orlando, Saturday night for a Trump one-year party anniversary celebration.
Chris, you need to go to Positano's right now and have a drink. I want you to calm yourself down, relax, blood pressure.
That's it. After embarrassing myself on the national radio or the local radio, anyway. All right, aiming for national. Okay, anyway, that's Saturday night, Trump 2020 Club celebrating Trump's 1 year after his inauguration.
Celebrating what's going on right now in
January
the stock
the
market. There should be a lot of spending at that bar. These people's pockets should be loaded.
Hey, maybe so.
Stuffed with cash.
Maybe so. Yeah. Okay, so once again, please join us tomorrow night and have those contest entries ready. Larry Elder is going to follow us up here in just a minute. And don't forget WDW News tonight. And they're going to do a Price is Right. See, I remembered that. Price is Right tonight.
Well, this gave Nick some practice with his questions and stuff, right?
That's it. Price is Right contest tonight. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, where you would have found out earlier today that we were going to be doing this test tonight. Mm-hmm. And you can also follow me on that's American Adversaries on Facebook. Today's return perv of the day is Kevin Spacey. You can go there and find out why. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. And you can hear this show again and the test again tonight. Actually, right now, by going to our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com or listen again tonight. The show will be rebroadcast in its entirety on the Talk America Radio Network. That's TalkAmericaRadio.us Liberty Channel. And that's going to wrap it up for us. So stick around for Larry Elder and then WDW News. Night, everybody.
Good night.